NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. Flags flying over the U.S. Capitol were lowered today in honor of Bob Dole. A giant of the Senate and the 1996 Republican presidential nominee died today at the age of 98. President Biden today called Dole a war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years, including battling stage 4 lung cancer. A family statement says the senator died in his sleep early this morning. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift its travel ban on African countries in a reasonable amount of time.
As we're getting more and more information about cases in our own country and worldwide, we're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis.
Fauci spoke with CNN's State of the Union. The U.S. imposed a travel ban on South Africa and 7 other countries last week to halt the spread of the COVID-19 Omicron variant. The director of the CDC saying no to a federal mask mandate. Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling ABC's This Week, Americans need to follow the CDC's recommendations when it comes to masking up in public places. Walensky says she would rather see people get vaccinated and do it for themselves than rely on federal mandates. She still expects to see mask mandate, she says, on the local level as the Delta infections surge across the country. A man is dead after falling out of a window at a Long Island hotel where he worked. David Folk Thomas with details.
It happened Saturday night around 7:30 at the Hyatt Regency in Hauppauge. ABC 7 reports 41-year-old David Lerner was working at the hotel when he fell from an upper floor window to the ground. What caused Lerner to fall was not immediately known. Suffolk County Police Homicide Squad detectives are investigating.
Almost two-thirds of Americans say at least one family member gets too drunk at holiday gatherings. That's according to new research by One Poll, which puts the exact number at 63% of those Americans 21 and older who were surveyed. 3 out of 5 Americans polled said they dreaded going home for the holidays. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.